You're listening to My White Belt, the best jiu-jitsu podcast in the world. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the My White Belt Show. I am your host, Jim Trick. Glad that you're tuning in from wherever you're tuning in. Glad that you're tuning out from whatever you're tuning out from so that you can tune in. Jiu-jitsu. That's why we're here, friends. That's why we're here. We're here because we roll. We're here because we train. We're here because whatever brought you to the knowledge of jiu-jitsu, the practice of jiu-jitsu, because whatever brought you to it, we want to keep you in it. And if you're not in it yet, we are here as the global My White Belt jiu-jitsu community to keep you in it, to get you in it, and to say we're all in it together. We are all in it together. And Gi was yesterday for his nation, working on a world of passes. Those passes include, but are not limited to, long step, X pass, prom night, knee cut, toriando, body lock, kimura roll, surfboard, dreidel, day one, leg drag, over, under, behind the back, capoeira pass, toesy. Do I know all of them? No. Do I read this list and say, yeah, we probably have done those, but Wednesday is gi. Wednesday morning at First Colony Jiu-Jitsu, we train in the gi with Mike Frizzy, the leader of Frizz Nation, and we've been working on those passes and really enjoying them. One of the things that we often do on Wednesday mornings or Saturday mornings is we play King of Everything. It could be King of the Guard. It could be King of the Close Guard. It could be King of Side Control. It could be King of Half Guard. It's the King of Everything, and it's wicked fun. So that's Wednesday. Thursday and Friday mornings, we are training no gi. We're working guard retention, and we're working on a world of, we're working on leg locks. We're working on a world of things. Today, we're working, when Liam teaches, so it's not unusual. Tomorrow will be 3 hours in the morning. Today was like an hour and a half for me. But it's not unusual to work on legs, to work on, I don't know, we're working on a world of crazy stuff that, you know, most of it feels pretty challenging for me. We're working on a thing called a floating pass in Liam's class. So he'll teach 9 to 10, and then they'll be rolling from 10 to 11. So right now at First Colony, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday are no gi in the morning. And it's 7 o'clock class, 8 o'clock open mat, 9 o'clock Liam teaches. He's our black belt professor. You probably have listened to that episode. And then from 9 to 10 is Liam, and then Liam hosts an open mat from 10 to 11. I haven't been able to make the open mat from 10 to 11 in a while, but I did get to roll with, I got to roll with my coach today. And it's work, and it's great, and I love it. And I'm feeling like after, you know, weeks of having a cough and cold and flu and work and crazy stuff, that kind of feeling like I'm back into some kind of flow, lost the Thanksgiving weight, most of it, and just feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. My White Belt is brought to you in part by Origin Maine and Jocko Fuel. If you're looking, listen, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you know two things. I don't love ads. I don't love doing ads. It's not like my favorite thing in the world to do, but I do love Origin. I love their full range of stuff. Jocko Willink is an amazing American, and he and Pete and John Milan up there in Maine have an incredible company. I love their gis. I love their supplements. I love their jeans. I love their boots. I love their hoodies. I love their t-shirts. It makes a difference to me to know that the gi that I'm rolling in was made by people one state away who love their job, are treated well, and are paid well. I love that the boots that I've been wearing in these cold winter New England days are made out of American buffalo, and they are made, again, up in Maine. It's just crazy that these boots are made one state away, and I love them. So how can you support my white belt if you are so inclined? Well, you can go to originmaine.com. You can go to Jocko Fuel, and you can pick up anything that they sell and use the discount code TRICK10. It helps me. Hey, if you're looking for a great Christmas present for the person in your life that loves jiu-jitsu, or how about a little Christmas present for yourself, a holiday gift, if you will. Maybe you celebrate Hanukkah. Maybe you celebrate Christmas. Maybe you're a Jehovah's Witness and you just want to get yourself something to enjoy the winter months. I don't know what you're doing, wherever you're doing. Do what you're going to do, but do it in a My White Belt t-shirt. So go to mywhitebelt.com, sign up for My White Belt Wednesdays, and do whatever you're going to do in a My White Belt t-shirt. You'll be glad you did. I hate it when people say stuff like that. Ask me about my omoplata. You can buy a t-shirt at mywhitebelt.com that says, ask me about my omoplata. And then people who don't know anything about jiu-jitsu will come up to you on the street and they'll say, hey, I don't know what that is, but tell me about your, what is that, an omoplata? Or just get a shirt that says jiu-jitsu on it and walk around your shopping mall in your town. Or just, you know, go to your local cafe and wear a t-shirt that says jiu-jitsu. And people will come up to you and they'll say, what's that? Or they'll come up to you and they'll go, I do that. Or I know a guy that does that. Or they'll walk up to you and say, I used to do taekwondo. Anyhow, those are all ways that you can support My White Belt. I'm glad you're here. I'm in a good mood. I'm feeling the holiday spirit. I'm going to dress up like Santa for charity this weekend. We're going to raise money for the American Cancer Society. We're going to raise money for the Shriners Burns Hospital. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, my business partner in another part of my life is in a cancer battle. He's doing better. He's had a really good couple of months. But we're going to go ahead and raise some money. We're going to raise some money for cancer. We're going to raise some money for the Shriners Burns Institute. It's going to be really good. Let's see. Okay, I think that's good. I think that's the state of my jiu-jitsu union right now. How about if now we dive into the My White Belt Hotline?
Hey, Jim. My name's Tom. I live in California and have a question. I've been listening to your podcast. I've always been interested in martial arts. I've watched all the Bruce Lee movies as a kid and did karate for a while in middle school. And now I'm 48. I'm in okay shape, work out like 2-3 times a week at the gym. And I know from your Instagram that I'm not too old, but my biggest concern is about getting hurt. And it's embarrassing to say, but I'm always watching YouTube videos about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I follow accounts like yours, but when push comes to shove, I just don't do it. I just can't go. So is there a safer way to learn about Jiu-Jitsu? And what is the likelihood that I'll actually get injured? That's my question. Thanks, Jim. I hope to hear back.
Okay, Tom. Well, first of all, thank you for your call. Thank you for your honesty. And I truly respect and appreciate your question. It's a fair question. Now, I just am going to give a precursor here. I'm not mad at you. And I really honestly, if at any point in time it sounds like I'm being a jerk, it's not my intention. Because I truly do respect and appreciate the question. I just want to be kind here. because I never want anybody to feel like they can't call and ask any question. Every single question about jiu-jitsu is welcome here, particularly this kind of question. And I'm going to answer it in a way that might, I don't know. Listen, I'm just going to answer your question. The world, listen, I'm sure that today in South Dakota, a little girl got a kitten, right? I'm sure that today, you know, somebody gave birth to their first baby, and today somebody got their dream job, and somewhere today somebody knelt down next to the woman that they love, and they clumsily pulled a ring out of their pocket and said, "Will you marry me?" And today somebody got great news delivered to them. You know, like there's a lot of good in the world. Today somebody went out and they bought their partner a beautiful Christmas present. I don't know. A lot of good things happened today in the world, and we're not going to hear about them on the news, and I'm not a doom and gloom guy. All right, now with that out of the way. Tom, my brother, there is a darkness in the world. There is a darkness in the world. In many respects, the days are unfortunately evil in a lot of ways. There was a movie that went around, I think it's called American Sniper. And it's a great movie, and there's a scene in that movie where they're sitting at the dinner table, and it's a dad and his wife and his two boys, and one of the boys had gotten in a fight. And the father basically lays down the law, right? He says there are three kinds of people in this world. There are sheep, and the sheep are the normal people who just go about their day and they're happy, and they drink a cup of coffee, and maybe they're a little clueless, and they're just sheep. They just go along. They go with the flow. They do what they're told. They get up. They eat a donut. They go to work. You know, they have a little ham and cheese sandwich, and they come home in their car, and they eat some lasagna. They watch a little Jeopardy. They sit in their chair, and they maybe have a little bowl of ice cream, and they go to bed, and they just live their life, and they're sheep, and they're fine. They're fine. They're good-hearted, probably well-intended, fine people. And they're just sheep going along through their day. And then there are wolves. And the wolves, listen, I don't think there's a wolf around every corner. Let me be real clear. I think most people are doing their best, and they're okay, you know? But there are wolves, and the wolves want to eat the sheep. And the wolves want to eat the sheep for a lot of different reasons. Maybe it's religious politics. Maybe it's they're mentally ill. Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe they've had a bad life and they've decided that they're going to make everybody else's life a bad life. Maybe they just don't know any better, but they're wolves. And the wolves want to eat the sheep. So we got sheep and we got wolves. But according to this scene in American Sniper, we also have sheepdogs. And the sheepdogs are there to protect the sheep. Now, let me be real clear, Tom. I'm late to this game. I spent a great deal of my life being a sheep. And I spent a lot of my sheep life blaming other people for my issues and for being afraid. And Nothing wrong with being afraid. I don't have any. Listen, I have no judgment around you, around your fear of being hurt. I have tremendous respect for you for bringing it up. And there's a reason that your road has brought you to this part of your life, right? You're at a crossroads in your life right now. So there are wolves, there are sheep, and there are sheepdogs. And the sheepdogs are here to protect, they're here to protect the sheep, and they're here to deal with the wolves. And I am new to this game. I'm 6 years into jiu-jitsu. I'm 3 years into owning a firearm. I'm a mediocre purple belt that loves it and is working hard to get better. I train with Safe Family Training, Josh Ulrich. You can look up Safe Family Training. And we do close quarter combatives, dry fire training with firearms. And we, you know, get to the range occasionally. And I haven't trained with Josh in a while, but he's also a jiu-jitsu black belt, one of my dear friends and the owner and proprietor and professor of Second Colony Jiu-Jitsu. He has had a place in Salem, Massachusetts, teaching how to handle a firearm. And owns a jiu-jitsu school. He's a great American. He's a former Marine, former LA gang division detective. This guy's a sheepdog, right? I'm new to the game, but I'm finding my way into it because I am compelled by the idea that I am personally responsible for my safety. And I am personally responsible for the safety of my girlfriend, my dogs, my friends, my community. And part of my training includes training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because it's fun, because you make friends, because you get fit, because you do all these things. But at the end of the day, when darkness comes knocking on my door, I want to be ready to the extent that I can be ready. And the things that one can do to ready themselves for when the day of evil comes. And I know I'm sounding like that guy right now, but it's important. Tom, we sacrifice the risk of getting hurt in training because when the day of evil comes, only one who is going to be ready to stand up against it is the one who took the risk of getting hurt and getting ready. That's it. We have a guy in our town that I get to have breakfast with a couple times a week. His name is Paul Redmond. He's the former head of counterintelligence for the CIA during the Cold War. You can look this guy up. Paul Redmond just lives in our town. He's an amazing guy. He has seen it all. He's got stories to tell, and he will tell you some of them. But Paul is the former head of counterintelligence for 36 years. He ran the spy game. He's one of the CIA operatives who brought down Aldrich Ames, who was a spy. Who was spying for, I think, the KGB or something, and he had infiltrated. So what Paul will tell you about spies is that they seem to have this keen intuition, and Paul will say intuition is the result of training, and that the reason that these people can do the things that they do. Now, listen, the Bourne Identity and the James Bond movies and all that kind of stuff, that's sort of like a fantasy version of what he's talking about. But at the end of the day, he would say intuition is the result of training. Those who are able to stand up under adversity are not able to do that. Listen, I'm just going to be real honest. They're not able to do that because they monkeyed around with the theoretical martial art and they never actually tested themselves physically. The people who can stand up under trouble, in the face of danger, in the face of evil, are the people who have trained to be able to do that. Jiu-jitsu is fun. Jiu-jitsu does expose you to a great group of people. Jiu-jitsu does help you get fight, but at the to get fit. But at the end of the day, jiu-jitsu is a martial art that welcomes people from all backgrounds on the mat to train to become dangerous. You've heard Jordan Peterson say, a safe man isn't a good man. A good man is a dangerous man who has learned to keep his dangerous side under control. We get on the mat to learn to apply joint locks, chokes, and other submissions, to dominate positions, to close distance, to bring a fight to the ground, and to dominate a position and to skillfully apply submissions that can not only save our lives, in some cases they're going to save the lives of the drunk idiot at the bar that winds up getting, you know, put in side control because a different person wouldn't know how to deal with the drunk idiot. But at the end of the day, this is a martial art that exists to save lives. Jiu-jitsu saves lives. So are you going to get hurt? You might. But the risk of potentially getting hurt is the price we pay for preparedness. And I'm not sorry. Jiu-jitsu is not for the... Listen, jiu-jitsu is for everybody. But if you find yourself, if one finds oneself faint of heart, well, maybe it's not for you, because I'll tell you one thing we don't ever want to have happen. If it sounds like you might have hit a nerve with your question, this is where the nerve, if your question is a fair question and if there's a nerve that's hit, you didn't hit it intentionally, but it's for the rest of the world. And it's for the world of jiu-jitsu. And that is to say, the last thing that we can do, the last thing that we ever, ever, ever want to do is make jiu-jitsu safer. We don't want to change jiu-jitsu. Listen to this. We don't want to change jiu-jitsu. We want jiu-jitsu to change us. I don't want to make it more palatable. I don't want to make it safer. I don't want to make it cleaner. I don't want to change jiu-jitsu. I want jiu-jitsu to change me, and I don't want jiu-jitsu to change to make it more palatable. I want jiu-jitsu to stay jiu-jitsu. I want it to be brutal and hard and tough and difficult. I want to drive to the mat every morning with that little tiny bit of anxiety. And I want to leave the mat with that feeling of accomplishment. What I don't ever want to do is have this incredible, beautiful, lethal, life-changing, magical martial art. I don't want to have it turned down to watered down, ridiculous. I don't want it to get watered down to the equivalent of having it be a dance class. It can't happen. Now, fortunately, our professors, our coaches, the people who have devoted their lives to creating and sustaining this amazing martial art, by and large, won't let it happen. Any black belt that's worth their salt, that has really put in the work, they love this and they respect this enough to keep it difficult. So here's the answer, Tom. No, there's no safer way to do jiu-jitsu, and if there was, you wouldn't want to do it, and it wouldn't be jiu-jitsu. But for you, my good man, the road has led you to this place, and you are at a place where you now get to make a decision. Will you be one of the men and women, boys and girls, who get on the mat and are willing to say, whatever it takes to get good, whatever it takes to become dangerous in an important way, whatever it takes to become trained so that when the day of evil comes, I will be ready to stand for my family, for my people, for myself, to say, no, not today. Today, listen, if trouble comes knocking, to the extent that I can be ready and responsible and stand up under it, I will be able to stand up under it. And it will be a function of training. And that training will be plausibly dangerous. Kyle Crowley, Darren Crowley's son, he was on the show. A training exercise blew him up, right? There was something that happened during his training exercise. Training is there's no substitution for training. And if you're training this kind of thing, there's an element of danger and it's worth it. And I feel like I've been rambling a bit, but I really am making this point. Okay, listen, here's today. Today's episode of My White Belt is a rant in a million different ways. But here's the other piece of it too is that, listen, when you step onto a jiu-jitsu mat for your first class, no one's going to be there trying to kill you. It's not like that. It's not like a place where you're going to come in and people are going to beat you up and you're going to get hurt that way. But it's a place where as you get into it, you're going to train and it's going to be work and it's going to be challenging. But it's my brother from California. There's so much jiu-jitsu in California. My brother, I don't know if you're going to get hurt or not. No promises. Catastrophic injuries are rare. Tweaks, bumps, and bruises. Sure, you'll get some of those. You'll get into it and you'll wear them with pride and you'll be excited and you won't even, and then you'll stop noticing. I had a black eye for like a day before I even realized I had a black eye, and someone said, "What happened to your eye?" I was wearing my glasses. I didn't even notice it. So, I mean, stuff might happen, but training is the best. It's like one of the best top five decisions I've ever made in my whole life, and it's really transformed my life. And I, with all of my heart, Tom, if you're here and you're part of, you know, if you're a spectator of the My White Belt community, it really is time to get off the couch and get on the mat. And I hope that you will reach back. I hope that you will see this as a spark lit under your ass to get you over the hump onto the mat. And whatever we can do, whatever the My White Belt community can do to encourage you, we will. Participate in the Instagram, get involved, ask questions and comment, and people will say things. And let us know how your journey, plays out. Okay, well, everybody, I think that that's probably a good question. We'll leave it at that question today. If you do have questions for the My White Belt hotline, head on over to mywhitebelt.com, click the button that says podcast, and then click the button that says start recording. It works best from your phone or your iPad, but you can leave a question for My White Belt. Otherwise, listen, you're here, you're training. You might be training for a million different reasons. I hope I wasn't mean to Tom. Tom, I'm not calling you a phony, but the days of us living in a world of phony baloney talkers who aren't willing to put their money where their mouth is, and they talk a big game, and maybe they're this, that, and the other thing, conspiracy theories, and I don't know what people are doing with their ridiculousness. But for the person who really wants to train themselves so that they can know how to protect themselves, nothing better, in my opinion, than Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for the grappling part of it, boxing or Muay Thai for the stand-up part of it, and guns if you are so inclined. So there you go, kids. There's your tip from Uncle Jim from My White Belt. Learn to box, learn Muay Thai, get on the mat and grapple, and go get yourself a gun, son. Until next week, I'm Jim Trick. This is My White Belt. Train hard and train smart. We'll be right back.